Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation, a great day, despite the fact that a brand new poll says that 6 out of 10 in our great country think the United States has seriously gone off on the wrong track. You're probably one of them. I mean, because that is most people out there. I think it's most people who are engaged. Obviously, the debacle in Afghanistan and all of the lying and all the distortions and all of the political manipulation, all of that is one of the reasons people think we've got off on the wrong track. There is a new series of articles that appeared about how Republicans are on the wrong track. Why? Because the New York Times is pointing out that many, many, many prominent Republicans enthusiastically supported President Trump on the deal with the Taliban and getting out of Afghanistan. But they praised him and praised him and praised him. And then when Joe Biden follows through on the same decision that Trump had, except that he took later, he took longer, he... Trump was promised that he was going to get out on May 1st. Biden got out on September 1st. So how is there some kind of consistency there in a Republican point of view? We will get to that issue. We will debate it. There's also, of course, so much feeling, and a lot of it is feeling. It's not even thinking. It's just feeling of the oppressiveness of this pandemic and all of the problems we have. They closed an entire school system in Texas now. And it's not over a debate about masking. It's not over debate about a vaccine mandate. They closed it because two teachers in a little school, a junior high school, died of COVID. And there is a great deal of concern, because in Texas, that's one of those states where Governor Abbott has been strongly opposing any masking mandate. We will get to that story. We will also be speaking with some of the expert physicians about... So we will not be speaking with them. They are busy with things being jammed and matters of life and death at Evergreen Health, where they were coming from. We will also bring you the encouraging story of the chicken crossing the road, right? Why? To act as a crossing guard. How did that happen? Plus, why is it that right now all of these problems are enhanced and intensified because of conspiracy theories and the incredible popularity of conspiracy theories, with so many Americans believing stuff that is just arrant nonsense. It has no basis. And again, it's like every day has become conspiracy day, not just on the Michael Medved Show, but across the country. And also, and I would like to get to this early on, there's a big new article about the religious exemptions from coronavirus. Religious exemptions from coronavirus vaccines. In other words, there are a lot of private businesses and some public offices where you're not obligated to get a vaccine if you can prove that you have a sincere religious objection to taking the coronavirus vaccine. So what do you need to show? What do you need to do? Is there anybody out there who has actually already pursued a religious exemption, either successfully or unsuccessfully, because you believe somehow it is against your conscience, your religious beliefs, sincerely held, to get a coronavirus? 1-800-955-1776. Okay, first off, this new survey, about 6 in 10 U.S. voters believe that the country has gone pretty seriously, that's in quotes, off on the wrong track. as President Biden faces a wave of criticism over his handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll released yesterday. The study conducted from Saturday to Monday, that's this Monday, found that 61% of all respondents believe the country is on the wrong track, compared to just 39% who say the country is going in the right direction. Well, I'm not sure who those folks are who think the country is going in the right direction. Maybe the survey has the answers. The survey also found a record low overall approval rating for Biden at 47%, with 49% saying they disapproved of the president's job performance overall. Now, what's interesting about this, of course, is that it's the worst ever for Biden. It's still higher than Trump ever was. And yet Trump came close to winning re-election. So what does this mean for the future of the Biden administration? This is one of those areas where I think President Biden would like to replicate President Trump and come back and then show better at the polls as president at the polls where you vote than he did at the polls where people give answers, which happened to him the first time he ran, happened to him the second time he ran. And that's all complicated. It goes into that issue of this so-called shy Trump voter. To my experience, most people who really like President Trump aren't shy about it. They're extremely proud and extremely enthusiastic. The poll, which included responses ahead of Biden's announcement Monday that the U.S. had completed its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, found that an overwhelming 72% did not think the troop removal was going well. 22% said it was going very well or somewhat well. Again, what that indicates is that some people probably are not following the news and are probably responding based upon their inclination to try to support President Biden. What's fascinating about this, despite the criticism on Biden's job performance overall, survey respondents were more likely to have a favorable view of the president's decision to remove all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks. According to the poll, 50% of American voters either strongly or somewhat supported Biden's decision, which is amazing, which is sad, with 41% indicating some level of opposition to the move. Biden has faced mounting bipartisan criticism over his withdrawal from Afghanistan, especially as anywhere from 100 to 200 American citizens remain in the country following weeks of the U.S. military's operations to evacuate thousands of U.S. citizens and allies. Okay, let's say they get all 200 of these folks out there. God willing, they will. Would Biden stage another, we did a great job? Isn't this terrific what we accomplished getting these people out of Afghanistan with their lives? However, the president has continued to stand by his decision, saying in remarks Tuesday that it was the unanimous recommendation of his national security team and military commanders to leave Afghanistan by the end of August. Biden said in total the U.S. evacuated more than 5,500 Americans, with 100,000 Afghans who were rescued by U.S. and coalition forces following the Taliban takeover. What's fascinating about this is that there is a piece, and I think they're right, that Republicans are somewhat divided on the idea of taking in tens of thousands of Afghans into this country as new immigrants to the United States, even how if they are very carefully vetted. And what's, I guess, maybe not so surprising when you consider the generally more positive view of immigration that Democrats have. Democrats are all for it, overwhelmingly for it. Republicans seem to be split, and a lot of prominent Republicans deeply split. There's a piece that by William Galston in the Wall Street Journal will cover. It says, doing the honorable thing divides the GOP. What are they talking about there? We will get to that and more. And why are Americans so suspicious right now of absolutely everything? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much, you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, we were talking earlier about this idea of religious exemptions and a big piece that was originally posted in The Hill, I believe it was, about the tendency for a lot of people to try to prepare to get religious exemptions for a COVID-19 vaccination. And there was recently just a case in Louisiana, where the University of Indiana University
had a case that was declined by the U.S. Supreme Court, which allowed the university to keep its vaccine mandate. But it might have been a different result if the school had not allowed for religious, ethical, and medical exemptions, so say the legal experts. They think the Supreme Court would likely strike down a mandate without any religious exemptions, unless a high number of exemptions threaten public health. There was also a University of Massachusetts case. Religious exemptions for coronavirus vaccines are just starting to be tested in court. A federal district court ruled last week in favor of University of Massachusetts over the school's denial of a student's religious exemption request. An administrator had concluded, based on his research, that a coronavirus vaccine would not violate the tenets of the student's Catholic faith, despite her claim. He cited a statement from the United States Conference of Bishops that the vaccines were, quote, morally justified. That case is going to be appealed. Let's go to Jesse in Anacortes, Washington. Jesse, you're on the Michael Medved Show. Hello, Jesse.
How are you doing, Michael?
Doing well. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, my wife is a registered nurse in the OR in the hospital, and she's been against getting an mRNA injection since day one. It's an experimental drug, and it uses fetal cell tissue, and she's been against it since day one. So
by the way, I do have to stop you. It does not use fetal cell tissue. That is, you can fact check that anywhere. What it did do is when they were developing the drug, they used some fetal cell tissue to test it. But they have not, none of the drugs that they use or that you would get or that anyone would receive have any fetal cell tissue involved in their manufacture or production. So, but go ahead.
They did use it, though, to get the research.
They used it for a test. That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's an mRNA injection. It's not even a vaccine. It doesn't cure you from getting COVID.
Okay, so what does this have to do with religion?
Why should my wife get an injection that changes her DNA?
No. I'm asking about the religious exemption. Because right now...
That's the only thing she can do and her fellow nurses to not get the injection. And there's actually quite a few of them and doctors.
Okay, so how does she argue that it's against her religious beliefs? The way the law runs, it has to violate your sincerely held religious beliefs. What religious beliefs does it violate?
It was developed using fetal cell tissue. That's how it was developed.
That's only the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. There was no fetal tissue used for Moderna or Pfizer.
Well, that is the only one she would
get. That's not going to work.
That's the only one she would get would be the Johnson & Johnson because that one doesn't have the mRNA technology.
Okay, have you talked to a lawyer about this?
Yeah, actually we have because she's going to be losing her job.
Well, I hope she doesn't lose her job. I hope she goes ahead and gets a vaccination because the basis...
Why would she get a vaccination that she has the risk of the vaccination are more harmful than we've already had COVID, but yet we're being forced to get a vaccination or lose our job. And she's
Hold on. That argument that you made that you've both already had COVID and you've recovered. I would imagine that they could and should make some kind of exception for your case, provided that you got regularly tested.
But they don't. They don't.
Okay, I understand, and that's the argument you're going to be trying to be making. But I don't think you're going to be successful with that.
No, we won't.
Well, certainly not on a religious exemption.
Yeah, the healthcare system is going to have a lot of people leaving.
Okay, I will tell you, there are people leaving and people quitting. There was just a professor at University of Georgia who quit his job because students were not obeying the mask mandate at University of Georgia. So this entire argument, which honestly shouldn't be an argument and shouldn't be a bitter argument on one side or another,
is one of those things that is damaging for individuals like you and your wife, and it's damaging for the healthcare system in general. And honestly, I think that there needs to be a little bit more reasonable accommodation, certainly on both sides. Let's go to Chris in Seattle. Chris, you have a religious exemption in mind that you're pursuing?
No.
No, go ahead.
I have a fundamental. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a fundamental exemption from a mandate for a vaccine that does not work. Therefore, it's not a vaccine. It's an mRNA injection.
Okay, you know, again, well, why? Hold on. Why is it that you are so certain that it doesn't work when all of the research, and there's a great deal of it, and there are over a billion people, it's close to 2 billion people who have been vaccinated right now, and the vaccines are not dangerous, they do not create mass examples of negative impacts, and one of the stupidest things, honestly, it is simply not true. It's like people who believe the earth is flat. I used to get calls like that. To believe that the vaccine is more dangerous than the virus is to believe the earth is flat. It's just there's no indication of it anywhere.
The vaccines don't work. Everybody who's being infected now is a pass-through. They've been vaccinated.
No, it is not true. I am sorry. All of the data and everybody acknowledges this. Nobody challenges it. The overwhelming majority of people who are getting the virus now and being hospitalized in particular and dying are people who were never vaccinated. It's not that the majority of people getting the virus right now are not people who have been vaccinated. I don't know where you get this. And again, it doesn't sound like it's a religious belief. Religious belief you can't argue with. But belief in reality and factual data, you have to argue with. Otherwise, you go along with conspiracy theories. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana residents are getting restless as more than 900,000 homes and businesses remain in the dark. According to GasBuddy.com, more than half of the gas stations in New Orleans and Baton Rouge are without fuel, causing long lines to form at gas stations as victims of Hurricane Ida rush to fill up their cars and generators. New Orleans Mayor Democrat LaToya Cantrell says slowly but surely services are being restored to the Big Easy.
We saw some critical success on yesterday. We expect more to come online and gradually throughout the day and, of course, every day making and pushing for significant progress.
The Democratic-led House holding a virtual hearing regarding the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
On the Michael Medved Show, the important thing here is to try to ask yourself this question. Today there's another son, actually daughter, of Robert Kennedy, who is out with a statement about the fate of Sirhan Sirhan, which is going to be a key issue in the California election. The Democrats have also released information that the early voting, the people who are voting and sending in their ballots early, are overwhelmingly Democrats. But that was the case last time, too, even in some states that Trump won, because the Democrats do seem to be more comfortable with that idea of mailing in ballots and early voting. Republicans trek out on Election Day. So who knows whether that is a signal that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is going to survive this recall. But the basic question here about all of this is, if you think back just a few years ago, people who were anti-vaxxers, like Robert Kennedy Jr., and like Jenny McCarthy, the former Playboy Playmate of the Year, and Jim Carrey. The anti-vaxxers were on the left, and they were nuts. Still are, by the way. And today, how did this migrate over to the right? I'm not sure. Let's go to Mark in Bothell, Washington, who is talking about a religious exemption for a vaccine mandate. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Michael. Yeah, say, it's my religion. I'm not going to explain the basis of it, but I believe that God actually created Adam and Eve 200,000 years ago. And since then, we've had humans survive by miracle after miracle, where our DNA has involved itself with the outside world, which is also created. And now you're going to take some man-made contraption, inject it into my body, and if not absolutely change the DNA makeup through a transgene, as in the case of Johnson & Johnson, or the process of transfection, as described by mRNA technology, I don't want to interrupt 200,000 years of DNA cutting me off from the Adamic line of creation.
Can I tell you, Mark, if you read a few of these articles, and there's some articles even in law reviews about this already, that's not going to cut it. That's not a sincerely held religious belief. It's the fact
I
that you don't.
I can tell you it certainly is sincerely held.
In other words, you believe that somehow the vaccines are going to change your DNA.
Well, that's absolutely the case.
This is not a religious belief. In other words, if you say it's a religious belief that pigs can fly, then they will test that in court. Okay, well, let's see. Is there a organized body of people who hold this religious belief? Is there any basis for the religious belief? And the idea here, when did you first become concerned about the vaccines? I mean, President Trump was very enthusiastically pushing for development of these vaccines, and eventually was successful. When President Trump was doing that, say, take December or November, did you have the same feeling? Were you also worried about this devious plot on Operation Warp Speed to change your DNA?
Absolutely. I get most worried when the Democrats and Republicans get together and agree.
Okay. Why do you get most worried when people agree on stuff? In other words, do you agree that that September 11th was an act of Islamic terror, or do you think it was some kind of inside job by the Illuminati?
Well, I'm not confirmed either way. You know, it would have helped if the CNN videotapes didn't have airplane wings disappearing behind buildings in the background.
Okay.
You know, I have to overcome that problem.
Okay. You have to overcome a lot of problems, because your sources of information, by the way, in terms of CNN and the airplane wings disappearing into the background, none of that is true. None of that is true. It's been examined extraordinarily carefully. And, in fact, we're going to have on September 11th or right before a military physician that I know who served his country heroically in Iraq after 9/11 and was there at the Pentagon on 9/11 and can talk a little bit about the body parts and catching people who were jumping from the fire. It's all too real. I wish it weren't. Good luck to you and good health. Brian in Centralia, Washington, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Mike, did you just really change the subject from vaccines to 9/11 conspiracy theory?
No, I didn't. I used that. Wanted to use that as an analogy, because I don't think any serious person.
I want to answer your question for you. Okay.
Okay.
Where are people getting their information? Okay, you can go to the VAERS reporting data, right, which is a governmental reporting website that reports adverse reactions and deaths with respect to all vaccines. How many people died with the swine flu vaccine, Michael?
I have no idea.
Well, it's less than 30. And you know what? They shut that program down, okay? People are getting their data from good doctors, American frontline doctors. In fact, another one of those.
Okay, American frontline doctors are crackpots. I'm sorry, they are. And again, you remember we actually played a bunch of. There's a lady who has God talking to her in, and she's a doctor who got her medical license, I believe, somewhere in Africa. And she has God speaking to her in various voices, giving her data. And look, I understand you should respect anybody's sincerely held religious belief, but you don't get your data from it. And a lot of those VAERS numbers, and you can find this again in all of the fact checking, what they're talking about is not people who had adverse reactions to the vaccines. It's people, and usually who are very elderly, who die after they have received a vaccine, but there is no causal relationship. You know, the whole thing about correlation isn't the same as causation. If somebody's 80 years old and gets a vaccine and then dies a year later, that doesn't mean he died because of the vaccine. And the VAERS information does not have information about causality. It just has death rates. And even there, it's extraordinarily low. It's no higher for people who received vaccines than for people who did not. In fact, it's lower. And again, when you start mentioning frontline doctors are not frontline doctors who are employed, as in the medical field by and large. Look, I appreciate your call, but what I thought would be interesting here would be somebody making the case that there is something about this vaccine, or maybe it's about all vaccines, that goes against sincerely held religious beliefs, because that's all that's really going to work. What's interesting here is Garrett Kell, who's a pastor at Delray Baptist in Alexandria, Virginia, said he's been asked a few times to provide religious exemption forms, but he decided to decline since the individuals weren't members of his church. I have sympathy for their situation, but I don't know them and their motive and the patterns of how they viewed the other vaccines, he said. Kell said he could see someone having legitimate issues around the vaccines, such as a family that has had a consistent pattern of declining vaccines in the past due to questions of their conscience. But he hasn't seen anything among his congregation of 600 people yet. Some pastors, he said, have forms ready to go on church letterhead, but he hadn't created anything. Religious exemptions can be an easy way out, he says, like the guy who says, I don't think God wants me to date her. Maybe you just don't want to date her. Is that what we're talking about here? Maybe. We'll be back with more, a new test on masking. A worldwide test, as a matter of fact, coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The authors of a study based on an enormous randomized research project in Bangladesh say that their results offer the best evidence yet that widespread wearing of surgical masks can limit the spread of the coronavirus in communities. The paper tracked more than 340,000 adults across 600 villages in rural Bangladesh and is by far the largest randomized study on the effectiveness of masks at limiting coronavirus infections. Its author says, authors say that this provides conclusive real-world evidence for what laboratory work and other research strongly suggest: mask wearing can have a significant impact on limiting the spread of COVID-19. That is the disease, of course, caused by the coronavirus. We can get to more of that. There's a piece that was just sent over. Jeremy probably found it. This is from the Washington State Department of Transportation. Now, I'm not trusting them for any scientific background. I'm just trusting them for giving an accurate example or answer to a question about how do you request a religious exemption if you work for the WSDOT, if you work for the Washington State Department of Transportation? And you have to first answer one of two questions. Do you assert that you have a sincerely held religious belief or religious conviction that prevents you from receiving the COVID-19 vaccine? You have to answer yes or no. And number two, do you affirm, agree, that you've never received a vaccine or medicine from a healthcare provider as an adult? You have to answer yes or no. A spokesperson for Governor Inslee's office said the religious exemption process is meant to consider appropriate details regarding how the religious belief prevents the employee from taking the vaccine. And Inslee's office said the process is meant to be interactive, and employees will have a chance to appeal a rejected request in many circumstances. Okay, but one of the things is, and again, I haven't received it yet, I don't think. I may have ignored it or been unaware of it, but I haven't received it yet, is some explanation of what religious belief associated with the world at large, where there are people who actually hold this religious belief and can argue it, would prevent you from getting a vaccination. In other words, you want to say that, well, I believe that God decides who lives and dies, and therefore we shouldn't try to save our lives. God decides who gets sick, that God has made this pandemic
as a punishment for human beings, and somehow we're trying to dodge the punishment if we get a vaccine? I can understand, kind of, though I think it's basically bonkers, that people are afraid the vaccine was developed too quickly. It didn't at the very beginning have FDA approval, but it now has enthusiastic FDA approval, and all around the world they're trying to get more people vaccinated and get booster shots. And by the way, there was been a great deal of talk is that, in Israel now, they have more people in the hospital with COVID who had already gotten vaccines than people who had never gotten vaccines. You know why that is, by the way? It's because they had such a high vaccination rate. Virtually all adults, and certainly all adults over the age of 50, have got vaccines. So when you're dealing with people who have never gotten vaccines in Israel, you're dealing with a very, very small group. And the fact is, it's virtually the same. It's one separation in terms of the new cases today. Today, it's hard to find a new case because it's hard to find Israelis who've never gotten vaccinated. Yes, Joe Rogan, this is on CNBC. Joe Rogan, very successful podcaster, interesting guy, has a lot to say, acknowledged yesterday that he had COVID. And he also acknowledged that he said he threw everything at it he could. That's why he thinks he only suffered from COVID for less than 24 hours. He felt really sick, then he got much better, and he had COVID, and immediately he threw the wonder drug at the COVID that virtually all medical authorities will say is actually dangerous. This is one that could hurt you. It's the horse dewormer, ivermectin. And yes, ivermectin was invented to go into, you know, there's an old saying, I'm healthy as a horse. Well, yes, ivermectin cannot necessarily make you healthy as a horse. And again, what's amazing to me is people say, oh, I don't believe the experts, but I believe the people who are selling me on ivermectin. Steve in Snohomish, Washington, you're on the MedVet Show.
Hi, Michael. Just wanted to give you a reason of why I would choose to take a religious exemption for not taking the vaccine. I believe that it's setting up for the mark of the beast, and I'm not crazy. This is not some conspiracy call. I actually believe this. I think that I'm not so certain that this actual vaccine right this second maybe is the mark of the beast, but I think it's setting up where a government is forcing us to get something, and if I don't stand up for my religious beliefs right now, if I take what I believe is the mark of the beast, I'm denying my allegiance to Christ.
Can I ask you something about the book of Revelation and the mark of the beast? My understanding, reading it, is that the mark is something you can see. It's like a tattoo, if you want. It's some kind of mark, like people used to talk about. Gorbachev had the mark of the beast on his forehead because he had that birthmark there. But aren't you supposed to see the mark of the beast? Isn't that the point?
Yeah, it definitely might be, but what happens if it's different than the way that we've interpreted the Bible? So I'm just stating that all of a sudden the government is forcing me to get a vaccine for something that is 99% curable, and then the bar has moved so many times, and there's been so many conflicting stories, and there's such a push to get the vaccine, it just makes me really, really. And if I want to make the choice that I don't have to take the vaccine and I'm willing to take on that risk, what's the downside? If the vaccine is so great and
well, the downside, Steve, is that it puts everybody around you at risk. It puts the people
not
you
if,
work
not
with.
Not if they're taking the vaccine or masking up. If all
yes,
that
it,
is working.
Yes, it does. Hold on. Steve. The masking up and the vaccine
are not 100% guards. It's not something that prevents you from ever getting, it greatly increases your chances that you're not going to get sick. You have much less chance. But it does not do it for everybody. There are a certain number of people, and it's a small number, it's below 1%, who get breakout cases, even after they get a completed vaccine. But that doesn't mean the vaccine doesn't work.
Getting COVID is worth the risk to me. And if the vaccine works so great...
Did I hear you correctly? Because I asked this question the other day. As a Christian, Steve, let me ask you this. If you knew for certain that by not getting a vaccine, you were likely to give somebody else COVID and make someone else sick, if you knew that for certain, would you still insist on doing it and on not getting a vaccine?
I look at it differently. I mean, no, I don't want to try to harm somebody, but I don't.
If you knew you could help somebody by this little thing that is no skin off your nose and it doesn't even really hurt, this little thing, you might save somebody's life. Isn't that something a Christian would want to do?
Big assumption. You're saying it's no skin off my nose, but if it is skin off my nose.
But it isn't. You don't. You go to medical treatment, you can be afraid of any medical treatment, and not all medical treatment always works exactly as it should, but this one is pretty close, and there's an enormous amount of research, like this research on masking that I just told you about that was done with a study sponsored by Yale University. The whole idea that this is satanic, I mean, really? You talk about how dedicated the people were in developing the vaccine, how dedicated they are in distributing it, how hard our doctors work and nurses work. They deserve credit, not satanic blame, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.